Time now for StoryCorps. This Sunday marks the 10th anniversary of the day a young gunman barricaded himself inside a one-room Amish schoolhouse near Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and opened fire. He killed five children and injured five others before killing himself. The Amish community responded by forgiving the shooter and embracing his family, especially his mother, Terry Roberts. Today, we'll hear from her. She first heard about what happened while driving to her son's house. Terry Roberts sat down at StoryCorps with her friend, Dolores Hayford.
As I turned on the radio on the way there, the newscaster was reporting that there had been a shooting at the local Amish schoolhouse. By that time, I was at my son's home, and I saw my husband and the state trooper standing right in front of me as I pulled in. And I looked at my husband. He said, "It was Charlie." That week, we had a very private funeral for our son. But as we went to the gravesite, we saw 30 to 40 Amish start coming out from around the side of the graveyard. And they surrounded us like a crescent. And love just emanated from them. I will never forget the devastation caused by my son. I mean, especially in the situation with Rosanna. Rosanna is the most injured of the survivors. Her injuries were to her head. She is now 15, still tube-fed and in a wheelchair. And she does have seizures. And when it gets to be this time of year, as we get closer to the anniversary date, she seizes more. And it's certainly not the life that this little girl should have lived. So I asked if it would be possible that I might come and help with Rosanna once a week. So I read to her, I bathe her, dry her hair.
Does Rosanna know who you are, Terry?
I believe Rosanna does know who I am. I can't say that for 100% certainty. I just sense that she does know. One of the fathers the other night, he said, "None of us would have ever chosen this. But the relationships that we have built through it, you can't put a price on that." And their choice to allow life to move forward was quite a healing balm for us. And I think it's a message the world needs.
That's Terry Roberts with her friend Dolores Hayford in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. This interview is archived at the Library of Congress.